His tattoo nearly melted.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Let's visit with the fellows of the Gum Springs Gas Emporium.
Leon, where you been all day? It's about time to close.
Man, what a day. I've been down there watching county court since 10 o'clock this morning.
County court?
Yeah, that's better than television. They got extra good stuff today.
They did?
Yeah, didn't have no real big stuff, but real interesting things like this feller was charged with smoking in an elevator.
Mercy. What'd they give him?
Well, he claimed he wasn't smoking. The banker said his undershirt is on fire.
His undershirt?
Yeah, his hearing aid shorted out and caught his undershirt on fire. They give him 60 days.
Well, that don't seem fair if his shirt is on fire.
Well, the judge said the law don't say what had to be smoking. It just says that nobody can smoke on the elevator, and he's sure smoking. A third-degree burns on his chest nearly ruined his tattoo.
Well, that don't seem right.
Judge is nice, though. He gave him a tube of unguentine paid for by county.
Well, that was nice. They're getting strict on this no smoking, ain't they?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they just passed a new law for all books and magazine publishers, I heard. Now, first 85 pages of every book's going to be designated no smoking.
What?
Yeah, that's so not to offend the readers that don't smoke.
Well, that's good. You know, Doctor told Uncle Sadie to stay away from tobacco.
Well, is he doing it?
Yeah. He bought him a pipe with 44-inch stem.
Well, that ought to do it. Hey, Mr. Buddy, what do you got there?
A poster, Sam. Can I put one of these up in your window?
Well, I guess it's okay. What are they?
Well, we're advertising our Cameron Mitchell Film Festival up there at the college.
Who?
Hey, Leon, Cameron Mitchell. You know, he starred in that great western, Geronimo, Wherefore Art Thou? He played Geronimo's brother, Marvin.
They really had a bad fella up there in court today.
What court?
County court. This guy couldn't get nothing straight. They had him on two charges.
Two? What was they?
Well, first thing, he hijacked the airplane and demanded 50,000 parachutes and a dollar.
He wasn't too bright, was he?
No, I didn't understand the other charges. Seems that he went into a store downtown with money glued all over his face, and he had a gun, and he demanded a ski mask.
I don't understand that either.